Praise God. Let's go to the word of the Lord tonight. So glad to see everybody here. Our scripture reading will come from Exodus chapter 40. Exodus chapter 40. Thank you, Jesus. Enjoyed the service so far. Amen. Exodus chapter 40, verse number 33. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, "And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle, and the altar, and the setting up, the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys." Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the Lord's word. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house this night. Thank you for every part of this service to this point, the songs, the testimonies, the giving and the offering. Pray, God, that you help us and meet with us tonight on this Wednesday night, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. The Bible here teaches us very plainly about the children of Israel's journeys. When they journeyed, they took their journey when the glory of the Lord would go up off of the tabernacle. We have read through Exodus, and it has told us all about the tabernacle and the building of the tabernacle and how God led them and directed them in the building of this tabernacle. God gave Moses specific instructions about to build this tabernacle. Not only did God give Moses specific instructions on size and colors and everything that way, God placed it in the hearts of these two men that and gave them a spirit of wisdom and knowledge to build these things and understanding how to build it. Not only that, God touched the children of Israel's heart and they gave willingly to the building of the tabernacle. So this was a wonderful thing. Everybody just about had a part in this. God told Moses how to build it. God touched these certain men. There were several involved, but there was two in particular. God touched them, and they had a special anointing from God on to build things and to do it just the way God wanted it. And then the people brought willingly. Matter of fact, they brought so much, these two men said, "We have so much, tell them don't bring no more." But they finished the tabernacle and brought it to Moses, and Moses set it up, this tent, because the children of Israel was journeying through the wilderness to God's promised land. And so this was nothing more than a tent. They would tear it down and set it up and build it, and put it up. And it was placed. It was built just in that way where they could do that, and the Levites would carry it, and they would take it from place to place. And the children of Israel journeyed. Matter of fact, they journeyed through the wilderness for 40 years. I know they didn't have to for 40 years. They could have went into God's promised land, but that was the case. And the glory of the Lord went with them all the way from the beginning to the end. There was a cloud in the day that hovered over the tabernacle. There was a pillar of fire that was over the tent, over this tabernacle by night. And the children of Israel was on a journey. Amen. We're on a journey tonight. Did you know that? We're on a journey, and you don't ever know where God will take you. And we don't never know what, amen, where God's going to say next. But they never took a journey unless the glory of God led them. And that's the direction I want to preach about tonight. Can you imagine some, you know, here it was, over 1 million people, and they was growing every day. And Can you imagine? There's some people that they're getting settled in, you know. They stayed at some places for longer than others. Others, they just kind of stopped just briefly. Man, they're getting settled in. They think, man, this is a, you know, it's hard, you know, to agree on a lot of things. And so you've got a certain group, man, they're just as happy as they can be here. But the glory of God ascended up off the tabernacle and everybody's packing up their tents and heading out. Then you got others that's ready to go. Man, they're ready to go right now. They don't like this place. They don't like it. It's too dry here. It's this or that, or it's just, it just doesn't fit them. But the glory of God, amen, was still on the tabernacle. So it didn't matter how anybody felt or didn't feel. They only journeyed when the tent, when the glory went up off of the tabernacle. And that's when they journeyed. It didn't matter if it's in the middle of the night. It didn't matter if it was in the middle of the day. It didn't matter if they had, amen, you know, doing some pretty good, you know, farming in that area, or their cows was doing pretty good. If the glory of God come off that tabernacle and went, man, they got ready and here they had to go. Now I want to tell you something, brother and sister. We can never get away from following the leading of the Holy Ghost. We have got to realize we can get settled in. Man, it's just feeling wonderful. It's just right. It is just the right temperature. This is the right area. Everything is just perfect. But the glory of God may say, go on. The glory of God may say, you know, this is it. You got to move on. And when that cloud come off that tabernacle, they had to pack up and they had to go. Others maybe didn't like it in certain areas. 40 years they wandered. Amen. 40 years they buried their dead through that wilderness. Amen. All of those people died from 20 years old and upward. Besides Joshua and Caleb, they was the only two that didn't die that walked out of Egypt that was over 20 years old when they walked out of Egypt. They was the only two. Amen. And so maybe somebody had just had a funeral and they thought, man, I'm ready to get out of here. I'm ready to move on. But the glory of God hadn't moved yet, so they had to stay right where they had to stay. Amen. Praise God. Let us settle in our hearts tonight that we're going to follow what God wants before anything else that we want in our life. The Bible said, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. This is the Shekinah. Now, in several places in the Bible, it talks about this Shekinah would dwell between the cherubs. Amen. Between those wings of that there on top of the ark. Now, I don't know, amen, if that was the necessarily exact case that it was, but I know, amen, for 40 years that cloud and that pillar of fire was there, amen, over that tent. Amen. And the Holy of Holies was there. The Ark of the Covenant was there. And God's glory was there. Amen. The Bible said that this first time that Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereupon. We need the glory of God, amen, in our midst. It's greater than any talent. I thank God for good singing and talent. I thank God, amen, for people that can play and sing and in order and all of those things. And I've been in some cases where, you know, it just didn't sound real good. And I've been in other cases where I was the one that was doing the not sounding too good. And man, that was a really bad case, you know. But because not only did it not sound too good, it was embarrassing. But hey, man, talent can never oversee the anointing. Amen. Talent is not greater than the anointing. Abilities in man. Amen. There's great abilities that man have and knowledge that men have nowadays that amazes me. Amen. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost is greater, amen, than anything. Hallelujah. God, amen, can use anything and anyone He pleases. It doesn't matter to Him if they're educated. It doesn't matter if they're high up in society. It doesn't matter if they're high class. It don't matter if they got a lot of money or don't have a lot of money. Amen. God uses who He pleases. We must, amen, realize that the glory of God is most important. I remember there was a time here, and we would, you know, I played the bass tonight, but there's a couple play the bass around here, but we didn't have no bass player, and this guy come in the church, and he sat back there and he talked to me, and he said he played the bass, and he named off certain groups that he had played with, and man, I thought, man, this guy can play the bass. So I got to checking around on him. I called him. He said, man, that's the best bass player in East Texas. And so he come to church a few times, and he offered, you know, to play the bass. But, you know, I mean, he smoked and drank and lived wild. He wasn't saved. I mean, you know, I mean, you just don't take that and place that right up here. You know, I mean, anybody's welcome in the congregation, but, you know, there's a line there. You got to draw a line when it comes, you know, to getting on the platform and ministering to people and things like that. You can't just lay the barrier down and move it on, say, well, anything goes and anything comes. But, you know, I thank God, amen, that he can help us to realize that talent, amen, is not what it's all about. There's a lot of talented people, but they're not saved. And the glory of God will not dwell, amen, where there's not purity and where there's not righteousness and holiness that pleases God. Amen. And so Moses could not enter the tabernacle because the glory of God was in that tabernacle. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that we can get in a place in God. Amen. And we can have services with the presence of God. Amen. That the glory of God is so great that somebody doesn't have to preach it down. That somebody doesn't have to sing it down. That somebody doesn't have to play it down. I thank God for music. I thank God for, you know, singing. And I thank God for it. Amen. But I believe that God can move in a way where we don't have to have preaching. Amen. I believe that God can. This is his house. We said everything, and you know, we make a joke about it, you know, said we didn't give a handout when you come through the door because we didn't know what was going to happen. And, so we didn't know what to put on there. We didn't know if we was going to preach or sing or whatever. And there have been times, most of the time we come to church, we know what we're going to preach on. But there have been times when I got ready to preach and the Lord said, you're not going to preach that. You're going to preach something totally different. Amen. And, we didn't, you know, and I'm not throwing stones at anybody that gives a handout. I'm not saying we've never done that. Are not going to do it. But really, the truth of the matter is, the Holy Ghost is the only one that knows is what's going to happen if we're really, really Pentecostal people. Hallelujah. A lot of times we don't even know who's going to preach. Help us, Lord. Amen. But we want God to have his way. We want the glory of God to take over. Hallelujah. And Moses could not go in because the glory of the Lord had filled the tabernacle. And then there's another time this happened, and this really the most familiar is when Solomon built the temple and he had built it, the priests could not enter. The Bible said they could not enter to make sacrifice because the glory of God had filled the temple. Hallelujah. Solomon had built that first temple and the glory of God, the Shekinah glory, come down. Hallelujah. There in that temple. And I believe that we ought to have a desire in our heart for God's glory. Amen. Greater than anything else. Amen. Greater than anything else that could be accomplished in any service. Now, I want to preach to us, amen, about this tonight. I want to preach to us about two things, amen, that they did. They packed up and went when God moved. Now, I want to preach about it. The Bible says onward. Can we say onward? The Bible says that when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in their journeys. Now, I want to preach about onward. But I've got to preach verse 37 too. The Bible says, but if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that the cloud was, till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. The glory of God was with his people through all their journeys. Hallelujah. When we walk with God, there's nothing better than having God's companionship.
Thank you, Jesus. The glory of God. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. The one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. The glory of God. Hallelujah for the glory of God. Hallelujah for the Shekinah glory. I believe that God wants to give us a desire to move on. God wants to help us to go onward. God wants to move in our heart. God's got greater things for us than we could ever imagine. You believe that tonight? God wants to do greater things for us, amen, than we could ever imagine. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward. Y'all know that song, Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. Onward. Amen. We were singing that song, I'm redeemed tonight. It said, precious indeed is my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. The second song said, second verse said, great is my joy. Now as onward I go. Hallelujah. Onward. Paul said in Philippians, amen, not that I've already attained, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Hallelujah, church. And reaching forth. Do you believe God's got something greater in front of you than what he has behind you? Let me ask you that question again. Do we believe that God has got something greater in front of us than he did behind us? Of course he does. It far outseeds anything that God has ever done. Now I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. I know this is Wednesday night. Amen. We may not shout and run the aisles, but we may. Who knows? If the glory of the Lord fills the tabernacle, we never know what will happen. Right, church? Hallelujah. Thank God. But I felt like the Lord spoke to me. I felt like the Lord dealt with me tonight. Amen. This afternoon while I was praying. Now I felt like the Lord asked me. He said, do you want revival if it does not include one of your plans? I felt like the Lord asked me, said, do you want revival if it does not include one of your plans? I felt like the Lord asked me, amen, to share that with y'all tonight. Now, amen, I felt like the Lord asked me, said, do you want me to fill this church if I didn't add one person that you thought was going to come? I said, Lord, I want revival no matter what. I said, Lord, I want healing no matter what. I said, Lord, I want salvation no matter what. You see, we get selfish. Come on, church. And we say, Lord, I want you to save this one and that one and do it this way and do it that way. But God is not in a box, church. Amen. I've been stirred since Sunday night. Before one's got him said, God's going to do it. Was y'all here? God's going to answer and God's going to help. Amen. But I felt like the Lord asked me today, hey, pastor, hey, preacher, do you want revival even if it does not include your plans? Hallelujah, church. Amen. I felt like the Lord asked me, would you want me to fill this church up with people saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost? And they ain't none of them on your prayer list. Come on, church. Amen. There's sinners out there that God wants to save. And I don't want to stand in the way. How about you? Amen. I don't want to stand in the way. If the cloud goes up, I'm ready to go. If it goes this way, I want to go that way. If it goes this way, I want to go that way. But I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. Amen. You can mark it down. The cloud always went onward. It never went back. The cloud never went back. Amen. The cloud always went onward. I've seen people pray and say, God spoke to me and told me to never do such and such. And man, you'd see them sometime later and they was doing it. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, church. We got to be careful. Amen. When God deals with us about something, or we make a commitment to God about something, we can't pick it back up. Because God's not a man like me or you. Amen. God is almighty. The Bible said, be careful when you come to the house of God to make a vow. Amen. He said, be more ready to hear than to talk. He said, because God sits in heaven and he requires of man. It's in Ecclesiastes. Amen. And sometimes you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. God didn't make us a transgressor. We made ourselves a transgressor because we're the one that said it was sin, and yet we picked it back up. We're the one that said, God said don't do it, and yet we do it anyways. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Amen. God always went onward. They always, when the cloud went up, it always went forward. It never went back. Hallelujah. I know sometimes we get to the place where we get enthusiastic and make vows or something, but that doesn't matter. If we're enthusiastic or unwise, we make a vow to God, we've got to keep it. Amen. We've got to keep it. And we lay something down, you can't pick it back up. God doesn't change his mind. Hallelujah. God didn't change his mind. It was a sin one year and it's not a sin the next. I've seen people say, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Amen. I've been right there where they prayed through and said, God told me don't never wear breeches again. I've been right there where they said, man, I know God told me not to cut my hair, or God told me not to wear jewelry. God told me not to do that. I know I was there. Amen. When people told me, said, Pastor, it's clear as a bell. God told me. Hey, listen, they didn't say you told me. They didn't say, you know, oh, Brother Sam, you told me. No, God told me. Amen. But then they picked it back up. Let me tell you, the cloud did never, brother, pick up and go back to Egypt. The cloud is never going to come off the tabernacle and go back to living worldly. It always goes onward. Can I get a witness tonight? It always goes forward. Amen. And God wants us to go forward. Amen. And God's plan far outweighs anything we could ever dream of. Amen. I think about, and I'm going to move on, talking about when they stayed. Amen. But Lord, help me tonight to preach. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Genesis. Amen. When Joseph made himself known unto his brothers, the Bible said that Pharaoh told him, said that the fame went out through all of Egypt, said, Joseph's brothers are come. Amen. And I want you to know that you can read. I'm talking about the goodness of God and what God has plans. Amen. And thinking about what God dealt with me about today. Amen. What God has planned. Amen. For us, far outweighs anything we could ever plan. Amen. That's why I want to say, fix it like you want to, Lord. That's all right with me. There's a song that says, fix it like you want to, Lord. That's all right with me. Is it really all right with us, old pals? If the Lord fixes it like he wants to, or does he have to fix it like we want him to? You see, we tie the hands of God so many times and say, God, you gotta do it this way. Really? God said, scratching his head, really? I gotta do it that way? I guess I'll have to work on you more, Sam, and get you ready to really believe that I can fix it like I want to. Hallelujah. But anyways, Pharaoh told Joseph, or Joseph's brothers, he said, go get your family and get your brothers. And he said, regard not your stuff. In other words, those pots and pans that you love so much, just leave them down there. You don't even need them. Hallelujah. I've got so much good for you. I'm going to bless you so much. God said, regard not your stuff. Jacob, leave that old bloody coat of Joseph's down there. Hallelujah. I couldn't help but think about that. Amen. Leave that old coat that you look at. Amen. For at least 17 years, probably longer than that. Amen. But look at that old bloody coat that he had made for Joseph and had that blood of that goat on. And he would go and cry and weep over. Oh, Joseph, Joseph. Jacob, you leave that down there. You don't need that no more. I've got something far better for you. I'm going to tell you, you know what he did? He traded the bloody coat for wagons. I said he traded the bloody coat for wagons. He couldn't get on the wagons if he held on the bloody coat. Why? Because his faith wouldn't let him. Amen. Because he didn't really believe Joseph was alive if he held on to that coat. I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. We hold on to hurts. We hold on to mistakes. We hold on to failures. Amen. We hold on to bloody coats. Amen. When God has brand new wagons for us. He's got something better we could ever imagine. He just wants to do it his way and not our way. When the cloud comes off the tabernacle, amen, we got to throw our plans out the back window and say, I'm going on with Jesus just the same.
Hallelujah. Regard not your stuff. Sister Bethany told me today riding down the road of Scripture, she said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of thine heart. Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He'll give thee the desires of thine heart. Luke 17:32, remember Lot's wife. What did Lot's wife do? She looked back. Church, we can't look back. Hallelujah. I said we can't look back. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to look back. What is there to look back? I don't want to talk about it. Hey, what's God going to do? I tell you, when God does it, it's going to be better anyways. When God fixes it, it's not going to be the same anyways. Amen. It's time to go onward. Onward. Somebody say onward. Onward, Christian soldiers. God's got something better. God's got something greater. God's got something bigger. God is almighty. And the cloud come off the tabernacle. And I know they were settled in. I know they was loving the place. Amen. But the cloud come up. It's time to go. Yeah,
woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine this? Lot's Moses. Got to tell you something. I want you to go in the tabernacle and tell God, I think you missed it this time. Man, we got some good grass around here. For our calves. Go in that tabernacle and tell God, and I believe He missed it this time. We're going to just stay right here. Ain't that so common? But don't we do the same thing? God says, all right, now quit. Leave it alone.
Let me handle it. Let me fix it. Place it on the altar and leave it there. And don't pick it up again.
Hey, Moses, could you go in there and tell God that I think you missed it this time?
That's just the same thing. When the cloud comes up, it might be on Monday morning in your prayer time. And oh, you want to pray about something this way. Or you want to do this. But God in His Spirit saying, I want you to do this. I want you to call this person. I want you to go there. I want you to go here. It might be even uprooting. It might be even a total different direction. But I'm going to tell you something. It's always onward.
Is our tent stake so deep in the sand of the wilderness that the cloud can't raise us up and cause us to go onward one more time? My God wants to move so bad he can't stand it. He wants to move. But our tent stakes are so deep so many times, and we say, God, we don't mind if you save somebody, but it's just got to be this certain somebody. Hallelujah. My God, have your way. Can you just stretch a hand up toward heaven and say, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah, have your way.
Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Not my will, but thine be done. Not what I want, God, but what you want. Amen. Then we got to preach it the other way. Hallelujah. Let the Lord move. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. I'm going to tell you something. For 40 years, they never knew from one day to the next. This is a great principle right here that's taught that God wants us to learn. And what is it? God does not want us to get stuck in a rut. We think, well, it's going to be this way. Grandma did it this way. Now, I'm not talking about holiness or standard or biblical truths. I'm talking about just certain things. Well, it can only be this way, or it can only, God can do it however He wants it to be done. Amen. Hallelujah. They did not move until the cloud was taken up. I'm telling you, sometimes that songwriter had it right. I don't know who wrote it. Dottie Rambo might have wrote it. She was a good songwriter. It might have been, you know, one of them other ones. They said, I'm willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing, Lord, to stay. I'm ready, Lord, to do your perfect will. And if it be thy will to go across the sea, then I'll be ready, Lord, thy will, I will obey, or something like that. But the point is, the songwriter said, I'm willing to go, and I'm willing to stay. Sometimes it's just as hard to tell God, I'll stay right here, as it is for some of us, amen, to pack up and go. Amen. Lord, help us right here. God, help us to preach. But in 2 Samuel chapter 5, the Philistines, you know, David rubbed shoulders with the Philistines some. A lot of different things went on with David and the Philistines, God's enemies. The Bible said that they heard that David was king, and so they gathered up there. David went before God and said, Lord, will I go out against them? The Lord said, go out, I'll deliver them into your hands. The Bible said that David went out against them. Amen. And smote them there. And the Lord, he said, the Lord hath broken forth, amen, mine enemies as the breach of waters. Hallelujah. What a victory. David was singing a song of Zion here. Hallelujah. God told him, go out and fight. And he went out and fought. And God gave him the victory. Woo! There's nothing like hearing from God and God showing it just like he said it. Hallelujah! And the Bible said that they came back. How many of you know you can beat the devil down and he'll come back? He's not going to give up. The Philistines came up yet again. Amen. And spread themselves in the valley. Hallelujah. And David inquired of the Lord, wait a minute, you already heard from God, David. Amen. God told you to go the first time and beat them. Amen. This time just get your sword and go back. Oh no, David went before God again and said, Lord, I know you gave me the victory last time, but I'm not going to take for granted that I'm just a mortal man. I've got to hear from you again. Amen. I'm preaching tonight on when the cloud stayed on the tabernacle, they didn't move. When the cloud stayed on the tabernacle, they stayed right where they was. And many times God wants us just to stay put. Amen. Hallelujah. David inquired the Lord, and the Lord said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be. Can somebody say, let it be? Let it be, God. Let it be. Let God move. Let it be. When thou hearest the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then, hallelujah, and I had and only then, hallelujah, not a minute before, David, don't get in a hurry, but wait on God. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt bestir thyself, which means arise or hasten thyself. Amen, hallelujah, it's time. But wait till the cloud says go. I'm going to tell you something, sometimes you got to
to wait on God. God may have something better. God may have something bigger. And God may just want to show us that He is God all by Himself. You know what that sound of going means? Really, it says when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees. When you hear that sound in the tops of those mulberry trees, that sounds like an army marching. Get up and get going. I'm going to tell you something. There's been many times that I've rushed to the battle that I wished I'd have waited till I heard the sound of the angels marching over my head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, wait until you hear the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, and then thou shalt hasten thyself. Amen. Hallelujah. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the hosts of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou comest to Gezer. Amen. God gave him victory one more time. Amen. But when the cloud hovered over that tabernacle, amen, it didn't matter if it was one day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or months. They couldn't move until God was ready. Amen. And many times we get ahead of God.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. The best thing is hand in hand with God. But it's better to be behind Him than in front of Him. Because at least He's been that way before. And there have been times that I've been ahead of God. And it was nothing but disaster. You can't get ahead of God and win. Amen. The Bible says that they journeyed not or stayed. They stayed right there until God got ready to move. Amen. I want to know, when God gets ready to move, will we still be waiting? They sing the song, "Who will survive the storm that is raging? Who will be left when the battle is o'er?" Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah 25 and verse number 9, "And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation." Are you waiting on God tonight? Amen. God's going to come through. Yay. Isaiah 26:8, "Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, to the remembrance of thee." Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's time, amen, for us to wait on God. It's time for us to believe God. The cloud just hovered over the tabernacle. Amen. A few more days. I can just see some of us going down there to Moses. "Moses, could you go tell God it's time to move?" That's what we do. It ain't no different. We go in, we say, "Hey, Moses, I think God may have missed it this time. I know the cloud is still there over the tabernacle. But could you just go tell him that there ain't nothing to eat or drink around here and we got to go?" I'm telling you, church, God knows everything. God knows all things. Amen. And we must settle ourselves and say, "Lord, if you never bless me again, I want you. God, I want the glory more than I want green pastures." Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside," amen, "the still waters." Hallelujah. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Church, I want to ask you again tonight. Amen. I felt like the Lord dealt with me on it. I really felt like God dealt with me on it. Amen. Do we want revival? I felt like it may have just been for me. Amen. But I felt like sharing it with you tonight. Amen. Do you want revival? I felt Him speak to me and deal with me. Do you want revival? Even if it don't include any of your plans. Wait a minute, God.
God, you've got to save this one or that one or this one or that one. Amen. No, Lord, I want revival no matter what. God, I want revival. It doesn't matter how you do it. Amen, Lord, I want you to fill up the church. Amen, even if it ain't with my pick, even if it ain't with the high class, even if it ain't with the specialties, even, God, if it's the ones you choose to save, God, fix it like you want to. Do you feel that tonight, or is that just me? Amen. Do you feel that tonight, or is that just me? Amen. It's time for us to say, Lord, I see the cloud over the tabernacle. I'm going to stay right here. Amen. It's time for us to say, hey, the clouds are moving. Amen. Let's get our stuff packed up quick, because we got to go, because the glory is what we want, more than green pastures, more than fat bank accounts, more than a good job, more than new possessions. We've got to have the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Stand together with me tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want your glory. I beseech thee, Lord, show me thy glory. Hallelujah, Lord, we want your glory. Lord, we need your glory. Lord, we need your glory. More than anything, Lord, we need your glory. More than my plans, God, I need your glory. More than what I want, Lord, I need your glory. Hallelujah, I lay it on the altar and I leave it there. I leave it there, I leave it there, I leave it there. I'm not going to pick it up again, God, I'm going to leave it there. Fix it like you want to, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want me on my knees, that's all right with me. If you want me crying, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want me fasting, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want me fasting, Lord, that's all right with me. Hallelujah. Fix it like you want to, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I pray for every individual here tonight. I pray that your anointing and your spirit would come upon us, God. That you would help us, Lord, as mortal men and women, to realize that your will is greater than ours. That your thoughts are greater than our thoughts. And help us, Lord, to believe you and to trust you, God. And say, God, I want your glory. More, God, than my plans. Thank you, Lord. Can we come and pray tonight? Thank you.